It is the post-match show from Gravity Max in Liverpool. After the Reds have beaten Leipzig 1-0, they are top of the table. Let's just say they are. They might not be. But no one's got more points than us. It is 9 from 9 in the Champions League. To talk about all of that and tonight's great win, I've got Andy Bell, I've got Mick Moran, and I've got Kevin. You just can't argue with how they've started in any of the competitions, really. Top of the Premier League, through in the Carabao Cup, and then in the Champions League, it's perfect, 9 from 9, and two of those games were away from home against decent sides.
Flying, Andy. Arnie Slot's Reds are up for every single one of them, much like Jürgen was last year. Yeah, you can't argue with anything. I reckon Arnie's still having a little bit of a nightmare every day about that Nottingham Forest game, though. Honestly, it just lives there, doesn't it? Going boing, 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 boing. But you can, literally tonight, can't argue with the performance. I had to suffer a little bit towards the end, but it's good for the soul sometimes, a little bit of suffering, isn't it? Know what I mean? Especially with a football team. And it's probably good practice for Sunday as well. Just a little bit of a, oh, yeah, we might have to sharpen this up or sharpen that up. But you, as you said, you can't argue with what we're doing at the minute. And especially away from home in Europe. I know we conceded against AC Milan, but we are absolutely in charge of that whole game. Probably a little bit less in charge today, but a clean sheet away from home. Do you know what I mean? You can't argue with that.
Yeah, I don't think the manager at the moment minds wins where there's obvious things to work on, because you know he knows it's a team in development, so as long as we're winning games, you know, the fact that there is little things where he can point to and say, well look, we should have done better in these situations, I don't think he'll mind at all. And the second goal would have killed it. They're a little bit unlucky. I mean, you know, McAllister hits the bar, Darwin Nunes should have had a penalty. What's gone on there, I don't know, and a couple of others as well. But then when they don't get that, then you know, you allow yourself to have a few nervy moments, and that's what we did. But the keeper was there when we needed him.
I mean, we wanted to kill it. We need to kill it more than we wanted to tonight, didn't we? To be fair, like, it made some great saves. But I just keep thinking that every time they were having a chance, I was like, Nunes should have had a penalty and we should have been out of sight. Do you know what I mean? In them type of games where you need a second goal, it's so key, and we needed it tonight. But yeah, Keller had kept us in it.